I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Cassie. Gentle parenting. It bit you in the booty.
Well, maybe I'm just a failure as a parent, because that's also very possible.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yay.
It's so much fun. Let's fail together.
But I have been trying what's called gentle parenting, and that doesn't mean pushover parenting. Like, it just means you handle things a little more emotionally and gently with your kids, rather than the overbearing authoritative, you must do this now kind of feel,
no
right?
No reasoning, just it's my way or the highway parenting.
Yeah, not that way, but so much as like, you give them the reason. We don't do this because of this. Or you redirect, or things like if they're running, you don't say, don't run. You say, walk, please, because if you fall, you will hurt yourself, remember? So you give them explanations. And it takes a while to sink in. But with my eldest daughter, who's four, it's been really successful. And she's very sensitive, so it's worked great. I also have a two-year-old who's almost 2.5. And we have actually discussed getting his hearing checked because he doesn't even respond to his name. And it is getting to a point, and his hearing is fine. We've already had it tested. He's fine. He just ignores us. He don't give an F. He will do what he wants if he wants to do it. And he'll do that thing where he also, you're like, please don't do this. And he'll just stare you in the eye and walk and go do it. And he thinks it's funny, like he's being cheeky, but it's getting tiring. And so I'll try the same tactics, like, Max, don't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Max, or I'll remove him or redirect him, everything. Sometimes he won't even listen, and I find I have to yell at the top of my lungs to even get him to slowly turn his head and look at me. And I'm like, I don't want to be the yelling parent, but that's the only way you listen. And now his sister is learning from him. And so I set him down, guys, and she'll start crying. And I'm like, I don't want to yell. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm this parent. I don't want to yell, but you're forcing me to. And I can be better. I just don't know what to do because Max is also hitting and biting now. And I know it's because he doesn't have the words he needs to express himself genuinely. He's not a mean kid. And I can see when he gets frustrated, he just can't verbalize it.
Right.
And I am at a loss for what to do.
Yeah. This is why I stuck to raising cats.
That is smart.
So I subscribe to gentle parenting as well. My husband, not so much. We're really on the same page there. And I do feel like acknowledging their feelings is important, even though sometimes, a lot of times, toddlers' feelings are very nonsensical. But sometimes, Cassie, you just got one of these. And you got to yell. And you got to scream. Otherwise, nothing gets done.
It's true, man.
I don't want to... And that's where we are. Where we are. The gloves are off. But here's the thing. We've been reading studies because we're like, okay, what can we do? And now there are new studies that saying yelling at your kids can be as emotionally abusive as spanking them. And so I'm like, great, my kids, I'm going to be the one in 20 years when my kid's in therapy because mom yelled at me for opening the fridge and trying to eat cheese.
I mean, you just can be too soft also, you know, where they don't listen and they don't respect you. I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, we do punish. We take things away. Yep. We do punishments. You lose things. You get a chance. And then if you do it again, you're like, you chose this. I told you what would happen. So we enforce it and we follow through. He just does not care. And I don't know what to do because that is so the opposite of me and all my little rule following. Everything has to be by the book. And he's like, I'll burn your damn book.
Kristen, I want you to end the show saying something because I have noticed that progressively your snot has gotten worse throughout the day.
I need to blow my nose really bad right now.
You're almost drowning in your own snot.
I can't breathe. And like I feel like my head is a balloon that's about to pop.
You sound like Rudolph when he's got his nose covered with that black thing.
Listen,
there's nothing.
I can't breathe.
Bert Show.
The Bert Show.